Children would like to come forward. Well, good morning. So I want to give you a little quiz this morning. Let's see if you guys know. Now, I believe there's probably some people out here that in the listening area and in this building that may know some of these more so than you, but I think some of you guys might be pretty sharp on this. All right, so I got a couple of questions about superheroes. You guys know superheroes, don't you? So a lot of them, they have their superhero name and then they have their normal name. Okay, like Gracie or Gavin. Okay, those are superhero names though, right? Especially to your parents. All right, so let's see. You know the normal name of Spider-Man? Well, share it. What is it? What's Spider-Man's name? You might have to tag your dad in on this one. Peter Parker. Okay. All right, we'll try an easier one. What's Batman's real name? There's a generation gap here on these superheroes. You guys didn't read the comic books like I did growing up. Batman is Bruce Wayne. All right, let's try a different one. How about Wonder Woman? You guys got to buy these kids some comic books. Goodness gracious. Diana Prince. Okay. Well, when we look at superheroes and we look at characters from cartoons or something or TV shows that you watch, that they may do something else, there's something that always masks them, that keeps them separate from their normal persona, right? Or who they normally are. So even though we as viewers or readers know that Bruce Wayne is Batman and that Robin knows who Batman is and Alfred knows who Batman is, nobody else knows. And they don't know who the other superheroes are. So Bruce Wayne doesn't know that Clark Kent is Superman. Okay. So in today's scripture, something like this happens with Jesus and his disciples. So he asked the disciples, who do other people say that I am? And the answers he got were, some say that you are John the Baptist. Some say that you are Elijah. And others say a prophet like Jeremiah. But Peter says, you're the Messiah. When he asked the disciples, well, who do you say that I am? So Peter, straightforward, who a couple of weeks ago just about drowned because he didn't have faith when he was walking on the waters and he got scared of the storm, here's that same Peter just immediately saying, the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God. So Peter knows that. How do you think Peter knows that? How do you know that he knows that close secret of Jesus that hasn't been broadcast to the world yet? What do you think? Okay, been through it before for 3 years. You're right. For 3 years, he and the other 11 disciples had been through it with Jesus. They had traveled with him. They know Jesus. Okay? So Peter gives us a great example. You know, we can follow Jesus too. And we can do things because we know that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is our salvation. So one of the reasons that we can talk about Jesus while we're here in worship and so forth is that he wants us to know him outright. Okay, there's no Bruce Wayne. Okay, it's just Jesus. That's who he is. All right, if you'll pray with me. Dear God, thank you for your stories of Jesus that help us learn who he really is so that we can help others learn about Jesus. Amen. All right, thank you guys. Y'all have a great remote week.